when we were later, when we were out there, we're probably 14, 15 years old, camping under the stars. First, about midnight, some wild dogs showed up and spooked us out of our camp. We ran over to the camp across the marsh where we ran around the marsh where those eight guys from Racine were. And they were all outside with shotguns and axes and wondering what's going on. And we finally calmed down. And, you know, the dogs were running around our fire and stuff. But about 4 o'clock in the morning, we decided to walk back. And we got maybe 500 yards away from their site, walking the, there's a dirt road like a horseshoe around this lake, and when you get to the one end, that's where you go back, turn to the farm, and there was a barbed wire fence there. But on our way to this spot, I heard what it sounded like a girl screaming way out in the distance, and it'd be towards like Kramer's Egg Farm, and the other two guys didn't hear it. Well, we walked maybe 50 more feet. All of a sudden, I heard it again, only it's closer, and then the one guy heard it that was with me. And kept walking. We got within 30 feet of this barbed wire fence where the road goes up to the farm or the other way around the marsh where we were camped. And this thing hit that fence. There was a hedgerow of trees around it, 3 inches in diameter, 20 feet tall. And all we saw was, you know, trees falling, and heard the wire snap, and this thing lets out this scream that made your hair just stand on end. And I had the flashlight and a pellet pistol, and as I shined the flashlight, we saw these trees breaking and stuff, and this thing sprawled out across the gravel road there, and he stretched all the way across, and it, all I can, like a one lane farm road. Yeah, and he long brown, dark brown hair. He was laying on his side, had his one arm way out in front of him, the other one, you know, kind of holding himself up, and still screaming, and his mouth wide open, and whatever it was humongous. And scared us so bad, I dropped the flashlight right there, took off running back to that, those guys' camp from Racine, and as we got back to the campsite, all eight of them are outside again with shotguns and axes, and they got a flashlight on this thing running right through that pond. Yeah. It was running on an angle, but when we ran back to the tent, it was just kind of almost paralleling us through the woods, and these guys were sitting there with a big flashlight on it in the middle of the lake, and everybody got dead quiet. And I know that lake is a, you know, I'm 6'4". The mud will come up to the middle of my chest, and then the water will be to my chin. And from trying to catch snappers out there when we were kids, you know, I know it's deep, and I was 5'11 when I was 12 years old, so I know how deep it is. And this thing, you could see light between its legs, and it was upright, running, ran through this pond, hit a fence just as it came out, screamed again, went up over the railroad tracks, hit another fence, screamed again, ran, jumped in the river. We could hear it splash. We couldn't see it after it went over the tracks. Hear it splash. Hear it you know, like it came out of the river and then cut across this field, and about another quarter mile away it hit another fence and screamed. And it, every time it hit a fence, it screamed like that. But it, the next morning, yeah, but the next morning, all of us, one by one, sat with this oldest guy from Racine and told what we, you know, saw. Then we took a hike and we went to every fence as it came to that pond. And we found 10-inch hair on the fences. As it went down to that pond, we found what we're trying to figure out its stride. And, well, we found two tracks. What, the one we're almost positive, because the mud had kind of caved in over it overnight. We opened it up and you could see a footprint probably 25, 30 inches long, and you could see toes, but there were six toes. It was big, and the footprint before it was 25 to 30 feet before it, so that was it. We estimated its stride as it came down that hill. But and that wasn't a very steep hill, but there was a tree limb maybe 15 feet off the ground, probably a foot in diameter, 20 to 30 feet long, snapped off a tree. And we heard that right after, you know, it hit that fence in front of us. Within seconds, we heard this huge snap, like a tree limb break, and that's right where it was. And but we found three fences with fur on them. All the trees around the fences were knocked down, and that was enough for us. And those guys from Racine normally camped there a month. They were there 2 weeks, and they said they had enough. Every night they heard them screams, and they got the heck out of there. They hopped the train that day and went back.